Your stuff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
RPP commends UPND administration for transforming the economy. Government aids Minwood families whose children drowned. And Gambian authorities intercept 780 migrants trying to reach Europe. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Republican Progressive Party, RPP, has commended the positive economic developments recorded under the United Party for National Development, UPND government. Association President Leslie Chikuse attributed the continued improvement in Zambia's macroeconomic environment to economic policies and programs being implemented by the UPND administration. Mr. Chikuse noted the gains of Kwacha, which has traded below the psychological level of 20 kwacha to the United States dollar, despite challenges such as the worst drought in history and escalated international oil prices. He further applauded government success in reducing inflation from 16.7% in January 2025 to 11.2% by December 2025. Mr. Chikuse mentioned that the improvement in power supply has significantly reduced the burden of load shedding on households and small businesses. These developments clearly demonstrate that Zambia is making steady progress, said Mr. Chikuse in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He has encouraged governments to remain resolute in safeguarding gains from record high copper prices through prudent policy measures, economic diversification, job creation, and sustained investment in energy, health, education, and skills development. Government has so far paid out over 3.4 million kwacha to farmers who supplied their maize to the Food Reserve Agency FRA under the 2025 crop marketing season in Northwestern Province. Disclosing the development in an interview with Zanis in Solwezi today, Provincial Principal Public Relations Officer Gloria King Kolenge has since appealed to farmers to access their full payments from the nearest banks. Ms. King Kolenge said the critical state in settling long-standing dues has seen a settlement of 3,422,214 kwacha, while banks like Zanaco bemoan the low numbers of farmers accessing their payments. She said the disbursement is part of a nationwide initiative to clear arrears owed to farmers who supply maize to FRA to collect their funds and receive their full payments. Ms. King Kolenge said sensitizations are currently underway. Government, through the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, and Zambia National Service, ZNS, has distributed food items and tents to families of five children who drowned at a ZNS farm's dam in Minwood Phase 3 of Chongwe District. Zanis reports that District Commissioner Evans Lupia, who visited the bereaved families, stated that the items are meant to cushion the families as the community mourns the children's deaths. Dr. Lupia noted that the government's duty is to support disaster-affected families, including funerals. He revealed that the government will engage ZNS Airport Base Management to fence the dam and restrict public access. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation has announced a decisive push of measures implemented in reducing water interruptions attributed to high turbidity in river sources during the rainy season that is affecting communities. This is contained in a statement released to Zanis in Solwezi today by the Ministry's Principal Public Relations Officer, Prince Chiuni. Mr. Chiuni said the move is meant to directly address the vulnerability of systems, citing the Lufupa River Treatment Plant in Kasempa District, where reliable supply of water to over 24,136 residents is threatened. He said the government is working closely with key stakeholders to sensitize communities along the Dengue River in Kasempa District to stop the contamination of water resources arising from illegal gold mining activities. Mr. Shioni noted that over the past two dry seasons, the Lufupa River has experienced significant reductions in water levels, partly attributable to illegal mining activities that have obstructed upstream tributaries, including the Dengue River. In African news, authorities in the Gambia said they have intercepted more than 780 migrants at three different locations or trying to reach Europe via Spain's Canary Islands. Among those detained were 233 people from Senegal, 197 from the Gambia, 176 from Guinea, and 148 from Mali. The operation came just days after another boat capsized off the Gambian coast on New Year's Eve, killing more than 30 people. Coming up shortly, Iran medics describe overwhelmed hospitals as protests continue. Listen more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. As protests in Iran continue and Iranian authorities issued coordinated warnings to protesters, a doctor and medic at two hospitals told the BBC their facilities were overwhelmed with injuries. One doctor said a Tehran Eye hospital had gone into crisis mode, while the BBC also obtained a message from a medic in another hospital saying it did not have enough surgeons to cope with the influx of patients. On Friday, US President Donald Trump said Iran was in big trouble and warned, "You better not start shooting because we'll start shooting too." Iran, in a letter to the UN Security Council, blamed the US for turning the protests into what it called violent subversive acts and widespread vandalism. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Republican Progressive Party, RPP, has commended the positive economic developments recorded under the United Party for National Development, UPND, government. Government, through the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, and Zambia National Service, ZNS, has distributed food items and tents to families of five children who drowned at a ZNS farm's dam in Minwood Phase 3 of Chongwe District. And authorities in the Gambia say they have intercepted more than 780 migrants at three different locations or trying to reach Europe via Spain's Canary Islands. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chiropa. Good evening and stay tuned.
Amunanga, Mutu Titiana ni pamwamba mumtengo ndia gogo.
Titiana mangako.